Often Basho's poems have a certain kind of emotional tone that's important in Japanese literature as well. A tone of sadness, a tone of melancholy. You can feel that in another of his famous poems, From the Narrow Road to the Deep North. "I'm awestruck," he says, "to hear a cricket singing in the cavity of an old helmet." Here he's gone to a battlefield where old, long-dead warriors are memorialized simply by the preservation of their helmet. In the cavity of this helmet, like the dome of emptiness, sings a cricket, and he is struck with awe. So you can see here how Basho works with the Zen aesthetic in a poetic way. Now, it's occurred to me as we talk about Zen that all of this is in the past. It's a tradition that we observe historically in Japan. But one always wonders, what would it be like if it's brought into the classroom? What would it be like if we brought Zen into our experience right now? I've often thought about that when I speak historically about this tradition to students at Boston University. How does the experience of Zen somehow touch down in a student's life? We don't practice Zen together. That wouldn't be considered, I suppose, appropriate in an academic setting of a classroom. But one student once gave me a story that I must say spoke as vividly to me about Zen experience in a student's life as anything that I've ever heard in the Zen tradition. It's not a technical story, and it wouldn't necessarily pass muster amongst the serious historians of Zen, but it gets me in the heart. And I want to finish my discussion of Zen by telling it to you. I was talking about Zen as I was just speaking now one day, and a student came up to me and he said, "Professor, I think I know something about Zen. I think I know something about this." And I said, "Yeah? Tell me more." And he said, "Well, I was once studying at a military academy in New Mexico, and there was a sergeant who was supposed to be a Zen teacher. And I went to him and I said, 'Sergeant, teach me about Zen.' And he looked me up and down and he said, 'Well, I'll teach you about Zen, but I want you to answer a question for me first. Come on over to the window.' So he took me over to the window and he pointed to three trees and he said, 'See those trees? What does the middle tree mean?' And I looked at the trees and I said, 'Well, you know, it's kind of like an architectural barrier and it separates the soccer field from the river.' And the sergeant said, 'Get out of here. Don't come back until you can tell me what it means.' And he came back a week later and he said, 'Well, Sergeant, you know, I've been thinking about this.' And he said, 'I think it's kind of like a symbol of organic creativity, you know. It puts its roots down in the soil and it gets water and it's got its leaves up in the air.' Sergeant said, 'Get out of here. Don't come back until you can tell me what it means.' So he thought about it for a while and he became obsessed by this tree. One day he was sitting in chapel right next to the tree and he just became so frustrated that he couldn't deal with it anymore. And he jumped up in the middle of the chapel service and he went running out and he looked at the tree and he said, 'That tree doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a damn thing.' And he went back to the sergeant and he said, 'Sergeant, that tree doesn't mean anything.' And the sergeant said, 'Okay, now I can teach you about Zen.'" Powerful tradition, direct experience of emptiness, a direct experience of ultimate reality.